This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue our study of the topic entitled, To Be Saved, You Must Do Something. Already we have seen some wrong answers to the question, what must I do to be saved? For instance, some men say, nothing. You have absolutely nothing to do to be saved. Further, we have seen that some men say, you have something to do to be saved, but it doesn't really matter whether you do the will of God or not. You may do your own will or the will of some other human being. At any rate, just so long as you're religious and are doing something. But I suggest to you that in the light of Bible teaching, all of us ought to recognize that both of these answers are false. We must do something, and what we must do is the will of God. And that's a very definite thing, that which is revealed in the Bible. God does not give us 2 plans of salvation. He doesn't give us 2 Christian lives. He gives us 1 plan of salvation, the faith, and He gives us 1 way of living the Christian life, which is also involved in the one faith. Now let's look today at a number of cases which we find in the Bible where men or women ask, what must I do to be saved? And consider the Bible answer to that question. For instance, now we have during the time of the personal ministry of Christ on earth, and therefore before the new covenant was actually set up in order. But nevertheless, this is a significant occurrence, because it shows the Lord's reaction to this man asking, what must I do to have eternal life? Beginning now in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 16, we find these words. And behold, one came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why askest thou me concerning that which is good? One there is who is good, but if thou wouldst enter into life, keep the commandments. And he saith unto him, Which? And Jesus said, Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I observed, what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wouldst be perfect, go, sell that which thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. Now notice carefully that this young man asked, What must I do? Now he asked, What must I do that I may have eternal life? Now if the Lord intended for men to be saved without doing anything at all, here certainly was the ideal occasion to make that clear. All the Lord would have had to have done was simply say, Nothing. There is absolutely nothing for you to do in order to be assured that you will have eternal life. Everybody's going to be saved. It doesn't matter what you do. But the Lord did not do that. On the other hand, He did say, One thing you lack. Now I ask the question, was it grace? Was it grace that He lacked? Was it the Holy Spirit? No. But He did require the man to do something. He said, One thing thou lackest, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and then come and follow me. But the man refused, and he went away. Even though, according to Luke's record, the Bible tells us that the Lord loved him, he refused to have him as a disciple, because he would not obey the instructions which the Lord gave him. This is certainly emphasized by Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, in which, among other things, the Apostle Paul makes clear, Though we, that is, an apostle, or an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. My friends, it certainly will not do for men to say that we have nothing to do to be saved. This young man said, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may have eternal life? Jesus didn't say, You have nothing to do. Nobody has anything to do. Everybody's going to be saved. He first told him to keep the commandments, and when the young man said, I've kept the commandments, what do I yet lack? Jesus said, You lack this, go sell what you have and give to the poor. But even though the man knew what to do, he wouldn't do it. How like so many people today. I plead with you to take your Bible, read it for yourself, and obey its precious precepts.